Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Eighteen days away from kickoff in Dublin. I'm sure our next guest can already taste the Guinness pints he'll consume up there in Ireland. Robin Washington of On3.com. Good morning, Robin. Can you already taste the Guinness pints, Robin, or not?
Well, we've already got a list of confirmed pubs and establishments that we're definitely going to check out. So really, the itinerary set is just a matter of which place stands out above the rest. But there's some, yes. Like, one of my favorite things is the names of bars over there. Hmm. Like the Horse Show House, Busker's Bar.
Busker's.
Go Gardies, the All Dubliner, like the most Irish names you could possibly think of. Who? So I'm just that has piqued my interest.
When you say we have a list, who is this we? Who's we?
The On3 administration has compiled a list to make sure that the employees make the most of their time in Ireland.
Important things there. All the important things.
Why am I not involved in these decisions?
You're just going to go where they take you.
It's above your pay grade.
Yeah. You're just going to go where they take you. Yeah. Rob, we were just talking about last segment. We're curious. It's a simple question, but it's pretty loaded. How confident are you, Robin, in Nebraska's ability to stop the run this season?
Relatively. Now, here's the issue: is kind of like with last year, they were good enough to stop the run, but they wore down, and so it's kind of a two-part component. Where I'm confident that this year's defensive front seven will be good enough to be more than serviceable in terms of slowing down the run, but will they actually get help from an offense that won't force them to be on the field for, 60-plus snaps in a game, especially against the more physical teams in the conference that inevitably will have games break open because they just physically wear down? Will the depth actually be able to step up behind those starters to actually – allow them to substitute at positions like inside linebacker? So, I think that those are, it's kind of a several part answer to it, but I think just on the surface level of what we know about the defense so far, yes, I am relatively confident that they will be good enough to stop the run. It's just a matter of, will they get enough help around them to be good for over the course of an entire season?
Rob, you were at practice availability on Friday when Frost was really pretty interesting. And one of the things he said, and you were standing there when he said it, was that the starting quarterback job is Casey's to lose. It's his job. it's Casey's job to lose. Did that strike you at the time as the most definitive thing Frost has said about that situation?
Yeah, by far. Usually he likes to play the game where the competition is open and, all it's not going to be decided until right before the game. Other coaches like Mark Whipple had pretty clear about where things stood, so it wasn't a total surprise what he said. The surprising thing was that it was Frost who said it, that he was actually willing to go ahead and pull back the curtain and admit what everybody already knows, and say that Casey's the clear front runner right now. So I think that was the surprise, that, you know, this is kind of a different page in Frost's fall camp playbook, to actually, you know, admit something that everybody's already speculating is happening, and kind of going forward, where, you know, a lot of times he publicly would try to, you know, keep that thing, keep people guessing on it as long as possible. So yeah, it was a bit of a change of course for Frost.
Speaking of changes of course, Frost on Friday talked about who's running the offense. His quote, "Whip's in control. He's running it," which was a slight variation, Rob, from Big Ten Media Days when Frost said it's going to be a collaboration. I'm not divorcing myself from it. It's pretty notable. What was your reaction to Frost on Friday saying the Whip's in control? He's running it.
Yeah, again, like you said, it was a much different tune than what he was saying out in Indianapolis, where it was almost like he was getting annoyed with the notion that he wasn't going to be heavily involved in the offense, and that it was, you know, not just going to be Whipple, it was going to be him kind of overseeing some new ideas. So for him to say that, you know, again, it's kind of what everybody had already speculated on, but Frost actually decided to go ahead and confirm it, to where you know, he kind of laid out the dynamics of that staff right now, to where, you know, Mark Whipple really is holding the keys to the car. And I'm sure, you know, it's not to say that Frost isn't involved and isn't very much, you know, overseeing a lot of what's going on, but you know, this offense is now Mark Whipple's show. And the surprising part about it is that Frost openly admitted it, especially when, just, you know, a couple weeks ago, you know, he almost seemed offended at the idea that he wasn't still pushing all the buttons on that side of the ball.
Talking about Robin Washington. Robin, I'm curious, the Northwestern game, you know, 18 days away from right now. Nebraska blew them out last season, 56-7, but this game usually is tight one way or the other. Are you expecting, you know, I think Nebraska's a 12 to 12.5 point favorite, but are you expecting a tight and uncomfortable game in Dublin, or a comfortable Nebraska win?
I would be right now more surprised in a lopsided victory, or I guess lopsided score either way. And it's not just about the teams, it's about all the variables involved here, where there's just so many unknowns about how each team is going to handle that type of international trip and being overseas for an entire week, and all that goes with that. You know, it's just hard to predict how guys are going to respond to that dramatic of a change in routine. So usually, you know, I'm just going off, you know, a lot of the NFL games in London, things are sloppy. You know, the field's different. You know, everything's just different over there. So, you know, to think that some team's going to be clicking at a high level right out of the gate in week zero, playing in a completely different country, you know, I think that might be, I don't know, a bit, you know, over. So I would expect it to be kind of just a rough game on both sides, and inherently will make it a close game until some team finally kind of gets things figured out as the game gets underway.
Here's a hard question. Rob, who's going to be the number one running back in Dublin?
Well, Anthony Grant is certainly making his case. I think Ramir Johnson is very much going to be in that conversation, and it wouldn't surprise me at all if he's the first running back out there. But I could still see Anthony Grant, starter or not, getting the lion's share of the workload at that running back spot. So it's going to be one of those two, but I think either way, Grant will be the primary running back as the game goes along, starter or not.
I agree.
Last thing defensively, Robin. Yesterday, Nebraska at like 5:30 at night adds a cornerback or defensive back, Brandon Moore. They said there's three guys playing with the ones in the scrimmage on Saturday with Tommy Hill, Quentin Newsome, and Braxton Clark. They add a defensive back who has played with UCF. He's a 6-year guy. Any reason why they added him? What do you believe is behind this, Robin?
Well, the connections, obviously, through Travis Fisher, the relationship they had when going all the way back to the 2018 cycle. And so Moore's coming here as a walk-on. You know, he's not a scholarship guy. Maybe they're thinking that, you know, if nothing else, he can...
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Provide him a little bit more depth, and, you know, who knows where he is. But he got an injury extension, so basically, like, his career was extended by a year through the NCAA due to injury. So that's why he was kind of looking for a school this late in the process. And, again, it goes back to that relationship with Travis Fisher. And, you know, we'll see. It's hard to know what, if anything, Nebraska's going to get out of him, especially just with the timing of all this. But, you know, he's a veteran guy who's been around college programs for a long time now, and if nothing else, can give you a little bit of experience and depth at a position that has had quite a bit of turnover this year.
Robin, always good stuff. Thank you for the time. We will chat with you again next week.
Sounds good, guys.
I'll chat with you at 10 a.m.
Yeah, we'll definitely do some
good
chatting.
Good plug there, RobinWashitOn3.com.
Yeah, on on3.com on the Nebraska site, we do a live chat at 10 a.m., which I overslept.
Active participant in every time, right on time.
I'll be there today.
Never been late before.
I'll be there today. Stop.
Maybe I should chime in.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be great. Yeah, what would your handle be? Orange Man?
No. No. No, not be Orange Man.
Would it be... Drive Chunker.
Chunked Drives chimes in.
Drive Chunker.
Yeah.
You chunk any yet last night?
No.
You chunk any?
Oh, you know, I chunked a gap wedge off the tee.
Did you?
I just made a birdie. You know, I was even par.
Mm-hmm. Why were you using a gap wedge?
Because it was a 130-yard hole.
Okay.
Par 3. Easy
chunk
hole.
It?
I just pulled it left into the crap, just bladed it. Made a 5, and that was... The rest is history. Shot 2 over last night. It's not unfortunate. Bad. Let's play the games. You'll give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Once again, you lost yesterday. So it's on a little bit of a rough stretch here for you.
Yeah, I got to lock in.
All right. So we just had the Pro Football Hall of Fame game last week. So because it's honoring the Pro Football Hall of Fame members. So how about some all-time Pro Football Hall of Famer colleges. What schools did the greats go to?
Got it.
Got it?
Got it.
Got it. 464-5685. Shut Up Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
The lines are jacked today. The people want bagels. They think you're struggling, so the bagels appear to be easy. No, don't give them away, Sip. Fight for him today. Fight for the bagels.
I'm going to fight. Look who's on the line.
I'm going to give you guys a hint. These are all pretty recent Hall of Famers.
Oh, I would prefer that they're like Larry Zonka.
You know his college?
Syracuse.
That's correct. Yes. Dolphins great Larry Zonka. Okay. Tater, how do you feel about Pro Football Hall of Famer colleges?
we'll see what happens.
Well, yeah. That is what will happen.
Tater, I'm on a bit of a losing trend, and I need to get off of it. Let's go.
We'll see how it goes. He doesn't want that to happen, though. He wants to win. Tater, first question goes to you. What school did Hall of Fame defensive end Jason Taylor go to?
Oh, gosh. I can tell you, I've never even heard of him.
So. Oh, come on. He's a Dolphins great. Played with the Jets. I think he played for Washington for a second, too, maybe.
Let's go ahead. I'm just going to take a wild guess here and say USC.
Zip, before you answer this, do you know how much it hurts me to have someone say they'd never heard of Jason Taylor?
Yes.
It's one of my favorite players of all time.
Yeah, I can see him. I can still see him swooping in off the edge,
yes,
and getting sacks for the Miami Hurricanes.
That's where he went to school? Hurricanes?
Yeah, Hurricanes. Well,
he must have had a different visual back in time. He was an Akron Zip.
Oh, God. Who am I thinking of?
I don't know.
Oh.
That's a shame, though.
That's minus one?
Yep. Zero to negative one. This is to get it back to all square. Sip.
I'm giving in.
What school did Hall of Fame cornerback Ty Law go to?
Ooh. Ty Law. I just have a list of teams in front of me. Ty Law?
Yes. What school did Ty Law attend?
Ty Law?
That's the name? 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3.
I'll say Miami.
Just guessed Miami twice. It's been incorrect twice. Tater, do you want Ty Law or not?
I'm going to pass on him.
That'd be the Michigan Wolverines for Ty Law.
How do I not know that?
Tater, this is for the win.
This is embarrassing.
It's 0-1. Last question. What school did Hall of Fame defensive back Champ Bailey go to?
I know that one, Tater.
You say you know a lot, and I know you sometimes still get it wrong.
You just did a second ago, didn't you? Any
guesses? Okay. Tater? I'm going to go ahead and say he was with the team that won the national championship last year, both the Georgia Bulldogs.
Oh, God almighty.
And the skid continues for Sip and Shut Up Sipple. Georgia is correct. Congrats, Tater. We'll get your bagels. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road.
Nice. Hey, hey, Sip.
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and just shut up today, okay?
I like that one. It's a good take.
Okay. No, I love you guys. Yeah. You have a good day.
Great job. Wow. Well, that was good.
That's a good way to say it. Why don't you go ahead and shut up?
Yeah, why don't you just go ahead and shut up? Man.
Last question?
Yeah.
What school did Hall of Fame linebacker Brian Urlacher go to?
God. Utah. Where the hell did he go?
You are at a board. It borders that state.
Utah
New
State?
Mexico.
Oh, New Mexico.
All right, let's do one last one for the hell of it. This is already painful for you. Yeah. All right, Randy Moss, Hall of Famer, played 14 NFL seasons. How many rushing attempts, did he have in his career? So Hall of Fame receiver.
Wait a second. So he played at Marshall.
That doesn't matter. I said NFL.
So in the NFL, how many rushing attempts?
As a Hall of Fame receiver.
In how many seasons?
14.
Oh, man. I say 5.
I mean, it's not horrible. 25.
Okay.
It's fast, you know. They might have ran some reverse with him.
Yeah, well. I wouldn't run him too much on the reverse, though. That's your franchise.
He ran Percy Harvin a lot. I guess he got hurt.
He's a little different kind of player. Yeah, he is.
Right, I know. But in your defense, it didn't help out.
Percy Harvin got concussion problems. Percy Harvin looks like a running back. Randy Moss doesn't look like anything like a running back.
He's a gazelle.
Yeah, he's a gazelle. I mean, Xavier Betts didn't look like a running back either, but they found ways to run him.
Well, congrats to Tater. You're now 0-2 on the week once again. I don't even know what to say anymore.
Well, thank you for everybody. The lines were jacked on Tuesday. On Monday, we got to figure out something on Monday, how to rustle
people
up more
just,
calls.
Yeah, they're just well, still woozy from the weekend.
But that's on us. I think we got to, during the show.
The people are texting and you know viewing it. They just don't want to call and play, take you down on trivia.
I think I have a remedy for it, but we'll talk about that off the air.
The Spillover is next on Early Break on The Ticket.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.